503 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. On the phone with me right now is State Representative-elect Michael Johnson and State Representative Ashley Bland. Man love, how y'all doing this afternoon?
We're well. Good. How are you?
I am doing good on this beautiful Friday, and I understand we're going to have a great day tomorrow at the Negro League Baseball Museum. Tell me what's happening.
We are. So myself, State Representative Ashley Bland, man love, State Representative Barbara Washington, and then State Representative-elect Michael Johnson have all decided to come together to continue to push this effort for voter registration. But we understand the demographics of our area, so we actually really want to focus on those who have been disenfranchised, meaning if you've been to jail and you are now out, we want to make sure that you have the resources that you need to be successful, especially, you know, in this crazy environment right now. So from 11 to 3 tomorrow, the Saturday, the 26th, behind the Negro League Baseball Museum and the pavilion in the back, we'll be throwing a voter registration drive. And we'll talk about the timelines for the November election. And we'll also have resources for people returning or people coming out of incarceration.
No doubt. And State Rep Michael Johnson, you want to add to that?
Yes, just make sure that everybody comes out tomorrow. We feel that it's very pertinent that we get the word out about the vote, and also to let people who have been disenfranchised to know that there is a possibility, and of course they are going to be able to vote. You know, that's one of our main goals. So we look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow, Saturday the 26th, from 11 to 3 behind the Negro Leagues, and make sure to bring your mask.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice day tomorrow from what I'm seeing, so there should be no excuses as far as getting out there, especially if you're not registered by now. Got anything else going on out there besides that?
Well, we're talking about your census and making sure that that gets filled out, because we have to get counted, especially in our communities. We're always talking about funding, and where's the funding? This is how we get the funding. So we'll be pushing the census, we'll be pushing voter registration, and we're pushing reentry services just to make sure that we can all be taken care of during this really tumultuous time.
No doubt. And where can they get more information if they're looking for it?
Well, there is a Facebook event for it, so go on Facebook. It's called You Can Vote, hashtag You Can Vote, or also hit myself or Representative-elect Johnson on our social media.
No doubt. Well, I know we were definitely are spreading the word for y'all to tell people to get out there this Saturday, and we're going to do it some more here. Make sure you get out there Saturday if you're not registered, or even if you are registered, just go on out there and see what happens this Saturday from 11 to 3 p.m. behind the Negro League Baseball Museum. Anything else y'all want to add?
Just let everybody know, if there's anybody out there for any particular reason that cannot vote, find it and make it your duty to bring somebody who can vote. Bring them down there. If they don't have a way, make sure that you get them there as well for the November the 3rd poll.
I like what you said right there. This is going to be probably the most important, at least election day to my life, you know, and I'm 41 years old. So this is very important.
Sir.
Young or old, if you can register, get out there and register to vote for this big election on November 3rd. I appreciate your time. Thank y'all very much. And y'all have a safe weekend.
Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.